Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Nyaya, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Moola, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. ఓం నిధాయ హృది విశ్వేశం విధాయ గురువందనం బాలానాం సుఖబోధాయ క్రియతే తర్క సంగ్రహః. సో శబ్ద ప్రమాణ ఇస్ వాట్ వి వర్ సీయింగ్. శబ్ద ఆప్త వాక్య ఉచ్చారిత ది సెంటెన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ సెట్ బై అన్ ఆప్త. అండ్ హూ ఇస్ అన్ ఆప్త? యథార్థవక్త. ఆప్త ఇస్ అ పర్సన్ who speaks as he sees the truth. So that is the who he is, the apta. And for the sentence to give a meaning, they need to fit into these three conditions. They have to have these three conditions. These are the three required conditions for a sentence to be a clear sentence, to give a meaning. Like otherwise, if you just say pada samuha, vakyam pada samuha, if you just say vakya, a sentence is that which is just a combination of words, then cat, rat, mat will also become a sentence. They don't give a meaning. They don't give a meaning as required. Why? Because a sentence needs these three conditions. Akanksha, yogyata, sannidhischa, vakyartha, jnane, hetuhu, padasya, padantra. Okay, let's see. Akanksha, yogyata, sannidhischa, vakyartha, jnane, hetuhu. For a sentence to give a meaning, to give the knowledge, it should have to have these three conditions. It should have to fulfill these three conditions. Akanksha, yogyata, sannidhi. Akanksha is expectancy. Yogyata is its the required strength or the shakti in it. And sannidhi is, it should be placed in the closeness. It should be, the each word should be spelt or said without any delay. So, these are the three conditions. Akanksha, yogyata, sannidhi. Akanksha, what is akanksha? Padasya padantra vitireka prayukta anvaya ananubhavakatvam. Akanksha padasya padantara vyatireka prayukta anvaya ananubhavakatvam. So when you say a padartha, when you say a sentence, it should give a meaning. When you put a question, when you raise a question on each of the words, it should have to give a meaning. The same in the, from the same sentence, some word should have to fulfill the meaning. It is called anvaya. So that kind of anvaya should be fulfilled. Where that can, that is fulfilled, that is the akanksha. That is the akanksha, the expectancy. Fulfillment of expectancy should be there. Yogyata arthabadho yogyata arthabadha. The meaning should not be negated. There should be a clarity in it. That is yogyata. And sannidhi tata padanam avilambena uccharanam sannidhi. Padanam, these words or the alphabets, the characters in the words, they should be spelt without any gap. See, they'll say normally, na, I'll count till three. You have to finish this, or I will finish this before you count. I count three. Okay. One. Two, he'll say, one, two. Then he'll say, wait, I'll do two, three later. I have to count three. So, I'll do count the three later at some point of time. Not now. So, the three will be till the end of life. So, like that, you can say it anytime. It's not like that. Or, pot, I want to say pot. I'll say, pot. There is no meaning in it. This is sannidhi. Or, fill the pot, fill the, I'll just say, fill the, after 2-3 days pot, what is that? Say, fill the pot, I said, not fill the, I said 2 days back, like that. So, that kind of think that sort of gap should not be there when you spell a word or when you spell a, when you say a sentence. So that is what is sannidhi. Tatha cha akankshadi rahitam vakyam apramanam. When a word, when a sentence is used, when your sentence is expressed without having these kind of these three requisites, akanksha, etc., then that vakya, that sentence is apramana. It's not the right, the means of right knowledge. That sentence which does not fulfill these three characteristics of a sentence to give the knowledge, that sentence is not a pramanika sentence. Okay. Yatha, like, what is that sentence which you say is as not pramana? Yatha, gauhu purushaha astiti na pramanam akanksha virahat. Like, he says, gauhu, horse, cow, horse, person, elephant, these don't fit the lakshana definition for a sentence. Though pada samuha, there are words, group combination of words, this does not fit to be called as a sentence, because it does not have the akanksha, expectancy. When you ask what is gau, there is no answer in this sentence, in the other list of the sentence. Ashva, what is ashva? Why ashva? Who ashva? There is no answer to that in the sentence. Therefore, it is not a pramana shabda. It is not a pramanika sentence. Vannina sincheriti na pramanam yogyata virahat. Vannina sinchet. Sprinkle. Sincha is sprinkle. So, sprinkle with fire. Vannina. Vanni is fire. Sprinkle with fire. Fire cannot be sprinkled. So, there is no that yogyata, that quality in it. So, since it does not have that quality, that yogyata, it is not a pramanika sentence. Prahare, prahare, asahu charitani, gam ani ityadi padani na pramanam sannidhi avavat, prahare, prahare. After remembering each word, each sentence, each characters of the word, you express it in a period of, over a period of time. That is not also a pramana, because it doesn't have the sannidhi. So, vakyam dvidam, that kind of vakya which has all these kind of, which fits all these akanksha, yogyata and sannidhi, that is called a pramanika vakya. And that pramana vakya, that pramana bhuta vakya, that vakya which can be accepted as pramana to give the right knowledge, that vakya is of two types. Vakyam dvidham vaidikam laukikam cha. Vaidikam ishvaroktatva sarvameva pramanam. Laukikam tu aptoktam pramanam anyat pramanam vakyartha jnanam shabda jnanam tatkaranam shabdaha. Vakyam dvidham. A sentence is of two types. One is vaidikam, the other is laukikam. Vaidikam, that which is seen in the Vedas. That is vaidikam. And that which is used in the world, laukikam, loke bhava. That which is used in the world is laukikam. That which is seen in the Vedas is vaidikam. Now, vaidika vakya, they are totally pramanika. There is no doubt in it. It's pramana. Why? Vaidikam Ishvara uktatvat. Since it has come from the mouth of Ishvara. Because in Shruti itself it is said that Ishvara Nishvashitam Yetadrig Vedaha Yajur Vedaha etc. So that Ishvara from that Paramatma, this Rigveda, Yajurveda, etc., they came as breath. So, as his breathing, it has come out. So, during the exhaling, his exhaling, it has come out. Therefore, it is pramanika. Since it has come out, whether it has come from exhaling or who said it first, whatever way, it is pramanika. Since it is a product of Ishvara, it is a sentence made by Ishvara. It is all pramanika. There is no doubt in any of those Vedika sentence. But in the world, not all the words are pramana. Not all the sentences or words used in the world are pramana. What is pramana and what is apramana? There again, in the world, one kind of sentence which becomes pramanika and other kind of sentence becomes apramanika. Means of right knowledge and the other is not accepted to be the means of right knowledge. Why? Because apta laukikam tu apta uktam pramanam. In the world, a person who is referred to as apta, who is accepted to as an apta, all his words are pramana. And anyad apramanam. People other than the apta, whatever they say, it is not pramanika. Again, here also, this is a simple definition to prove it. Maybe the apta also, sometimes he lies. It's possible. Ashwat Samo Kunjaro Hataha, he was an apta. He was accepted to be an apta. Yudhishthira, he will never say lie, but he said lie. Ashwat Samo Hato Kunjaraha. This Ashwatthama died. The elephant. Ashwatthama, the elephant died. The elephant Ashwatthama died. The elephant, when the elephant was said, Krishna blew the conch and suppressed that word. Elephant Ashwatthama died. That was the word. And his father, because his son is dead, he became very agitated. He gave up all his, Drona gave up all his instruments. So, this, even apta, he also lies sometimes. And if a word is truth, if it can be accepted, even if it is from a mouth of child or if it is from a mouth of shuka, even from a parrot, it should be accepted. Another shuti smuti says this. So, shukopi, if a word is not right, even if it is uttered by shuka, the muni, great sage Shuka, it should not be accepted. But if a word is right, even if it is uttered by a small child or a parrot, it should be accepted. So since it is said like that, then anyad apramanam cannot be accepted totally. Some people might say at some point of time or other they'll say truth. So you cannot say he is always wrong. It cannot be said like that. It cannot be always apramanika. So, when they ask this thief, okay, did you steal there in his house? He'll say no. It is probably truth. He didn't steal in that house. See. Then what did you do at that time? I was stealing in the third house. I didn't steal in that house. He was saying truth. So, vakyartha jnanam, shabda jnanam. So, vakyartha jnanam, through this sentence, whatever knowledge you gain, that is called shabda jnanam. Shabdam, the pramana, shabdam. And, tatkaranam, shabda, and instrument for that shabda jnana is shabda, words. Iti shabda pramanam. Thus, we come to the end of the third pramana, shabda pramana. So, it is shabda pramana. Third pramana, pratyaksham, anumana, upamana, shabda. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Fourth pramana. Ayatartha anubhavas trividaha. Now we come to this ayatartha anubhavaha. After shabda pramana, we come to this rest of the gunas. See, we started with the yathartha anubhava. We started the pramana vichara with the yathartha anubhava. Anubhava dvidaha, yathartham, ayathartham cha. Anubhava is of two types. One is yathartha and other is ayathartha. Yathartha, we went into the discussion of what pramana is, what apramana is. Now, ayathartha. The rest will fall. What is ayatartha? The knowledge of a thing in not that kind of thing is ayatartha. We already saw that. So, ayatartha anubhavas trividaha. Ayatartha anubhava, the experience of ayatartha is also of three types. One is samshaya, viparyatarka bedat. Ayatartha anubhava is of three types. Samshaya, doubt, viparya, wrong knowledge, tarka. Again, logical reasoning. So there also you can make mistakes. Uha, some kind of tarka is here. Uha starke. Uha meaning some kind of guesswork. సో ఏకస్మిన్ ధర్మిణి విరుద్ధ నానా ధర్మ వైశిష్ట్య అవగాహి జ్ఞానం సంశయ యథా స్థానుర్వా పురుషో వా ఇతి. విల్ సీ వాట్ దీస్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది అయతాత జ్ఞాన ఇస్. వాట్ ఇస్ ది ఫస్ట్ సంశయ అయతాత జ్ఞాన డౌట్? ఏకస్మిన్ ధర్మిణి, ఇన్ వన్ ధర్మి, ఇన్ వన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, విరుద్ధ నానా ధర్మ వైశిష్ట్య అవగాహి జ్ఞానం. Accepting in one object, you see different, not just different, nana, not just different, viruddha nana, opposing different. See, if it is said nana, manifold, okay, this is a fruit, this is red in color, this is round, now this is a fruit, yes, one dharma, this is red in color, second dharma, it is round, third dharma. So, there are three dharmas in this. There can be nana dharmas in one dharmi. There can be nana dharmas in one dharmi, but not viruddha dana dharmas. This is a fruit. Okay. This is also a tree. I cannot say that. If it is a fruit, it is not a tree. If it is a tree, it is not a fruit. So, it is opposing. So, these kind of opposing things cannot be there in one dharmi, one object. సో విశిష్ట నానా ధర్మ, దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నానా ధర్మ, విరుద్ధ నానా ధర్మ, అపోసింగ్ మానిఫోల్డ్ ధర్మాస్ క్వాలిటీస్, వైశిష్ట్య విత్ ఇట్ అవగాహి జ్ఞానం, ది నాలెడ్జ్ యు గెయిన్ ఇస్ సంశయ డౌట్. ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ విచ్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్, విచ్ ఇస్ అపోసింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్, దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ on the same object is samshaya. Like, what is that? Is it a tree or a person? A person cannot be tree. Tree cannot be person. Person is something which is chetana yukta. Tree is not chetana yukta, it is sachetana. So these kind of opposing, or is it a pillar or a person. Now this stone cannot be stone cannot move, this person can move, so there and he has many limbs, and the stone does not have limbs, etc. Those, there are many opposing characteristics. So in one single object, if you see manifold opposing characteristics, that is samshaya, doubt. And mithya jnanam viparyaya, wrong conclusion is viparyaya. Mithya jnana here is, mithya is not your Vedanta mithya. Mithya is wrong knowledge. So, wrong knowledge is viparyaha. Yatha shuktau idam rajatamiti. Like, in the mother of pearl, you have the knowledge that this is silver. In the neck, you see, it is a silver. And in the rope, you see it as snake. So, that kind of wrong knowledge is viparyaya. థర్డ్, వ్యాప్య ఆరోపేణ వ్యాపక ఆరోప తర్క, యథా యది వన్నిర్న స్యాద్ తర్హి ధూమోపి న స్యాద్ ఇతి. తర్క, తర్క మీన్స్ వ్యాప్య ఆరోపేణ, వ్యాప్య దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ వ్యాప్య విత్ దట్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజింగ్ దట్ వ్యాపక ఆరోప, సూపర్ ఇంపోజింగ్ ది వ్యాపక, వ్యాప్య దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్, వ్యాపక దట్ విచ్ పర్వేస్ దట్ వ్యాప్య. సో వెన్ వన్ వన్ని న సత్ ఇస్ వ్యాప్య, అండ్ ధూమో న సత్, ధూమోపి న సత్ ఇస్ వ్యాపక. సో వన్ని అభావ ఇస్ వ్యాప్య, ధూమ అభావ ఇస్ వ్యాపక. సో ఇఫ్ ది ఫైర్ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ దెన్ ది స్మోక్ ఆల్సో విల్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్. This kind of thing is tarka. So, this is another type of ayatatha jnana. See, though tarka is something which can be brought into this viparyaya, even then, pramana anugrahatva bhedena kirtam. This is what is the common sentence which all the tikakaras use. It is also helpful, this logic is also helpful in giving you right knowledge. So, it is accepted in as a separate thing.